show airing every Friday from 9 to 10. Call into the studio is 215-634-8065 or toll free 1-866-361-0900. You're now in the studio with my main man, Malcolm.
I suppose that's my old name, man.
You know I do it all the time, man. My main man, Malcolm.
Yeah.
My main man, True.
Fine,
it's going. What's good? And you also got
Bayon
in the studio. What's going on, y'all?
What's up? Hold on, let me put this on you real quick. Next Sunday, July 27th, I'm going to be performing at Club Damani's at 66 and Media.
I remember Damani's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for tickets, you can call Star at 267-528-2673.
Alright, the boss is in here with a different hat on.
2673.
What's up, Jeff?
Okay.
Going
down. So.
Yeah, so next Sunday, July 27th.
Laugh with Malcolm Hill. And don't be cheap about it. You know, you get to the front door, and as always, can I get hooked up? I didn't think I had to pay. You have to pay sometimes.
They charge me sometimes, bro.
You know what I mean?
$10 out of your check.
You know, so you come to the door and you get comp admission, but then the artist has to pay for you to get in.
Yeah, that is the worst. Deducted. They said we need every dime we need.
That is the worst. I don't go to your job at McDonald's and try to get the free hookup. I do, but you know, it's McDonald's. But anyways, first day the heat wave hit, I have horses in my backyard.
Wow.
I walked to the store and one of the horses was
in South Philly.
West Philly. Oh, okay. We got horses in the backyard. It ain't on my horses.
It's not your horse. They just coming through. Just walking through the back house.
What kind of school was this man going?
But one of the horses was stretched. The horses aren't supposed to lay down, are they?
Okay.
I mean, the horse was stretched. Like,
did you give him any water?
That ain't my responsibility,
bro.
Okay. And that's the problem with most people in Philly. You just see something like that and you just walk by, like, oh, look at that horse.
And tomorrow somebody could be selling horse meat. Horse sandwiches.
And 24. And you know CNN, they're going to keep playing it back and forth, and so you're not going to miss it. They're like BET.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Is CNN the colored Negro network? Is that what it is?
I think they're trying to make everybody happy, but you can still see through it that it's not a colored Negro network.
CNN, I said, no.
CNN, is that what it stands for?
Colored
Negro. No. Sometimes they do these things just to get some viewership.
An offshoot of BET.
I know.
Evil television.
Oh, wow.
Nappy-headed.
Well, they got a story going on. I think someone from the people from Belgium.
They just bought.
Bought
Budweiser.
I don't know.
Somebody bought Budweiser.
Like the St. Paul, the ones that own the St. Pauli Girl or something like that.
Budweiser.
Anybody knows, call us up and let us know the whole story, because we are not beer drinkers, but we hang out with a lot of beer drinkers.
Why ain't nobody bought Thunderbird?
Or Cisco.
Thunderbird? Thunderbird. It is still people drinking Thunderbird in the park. You know it's powerful when you just see a guy take a sip and just pass it. They don't just drink it down like water. Just one sip and here you go.
That's
kerosene.
Yeah, it ain't no
kerosene.
Yeah. Why people drink Thunderbird always play the Cougars? Remember that back in the day? They always start playing the bongos for no reason at all. You drink that, you just know how to play the bongos. I don't know what there's a connection with Thunderbird and bongos.
But did you guys also realize that when they were doing the interview with Jesse Jackson on Fox Network, besides saying, saying that he was going to cut off Obama's nutcrackers, he also said the N-word?
Yeah, he's looking
which
down.
Which you said,
and like, you know, he's,
and they got that on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do have that on tape.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what's even worse? How everybody just overlooked that.
Yeah.
It's funny you said that. Somebody else mentioned it too. Nobody never, like.
But, you know, and he was the one that was leading the parade of going to. With a casket, going to bury the N-word. He was right up front. And my man, Reverend, is still using them words.
And did you see Whoopi Goldberg and that other Kelly Ripa girl crying again on The View? They're talking about the N-word. And I like to see how white folks try to justify using the N-word. And it's, you know, it's going to put us back. It's going to put who back? You? You back when?
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Back when you have white baggage.
Back when you're just
when you can really use the word without nobody saying anything.
Every time he's so remote, every time he turns, he's crying.
And I don't know, and the black people, she's the spokesperson for black people now.
Well, it's a good thing.